everybody out there in Magic Land. We're coming to you hot from Minneapolis, Minnesota. My name's Maria.
My name's Megan, and I'm not warm.
And bed and cleanup, it's me, Ben.
We're here, and we're all part of Magic the Amateuring, a Magic the Gathering podcast for learners, veterans returning to the game, and everyone who likes to emit chuckle sounds from that long, long string attached to their head and their torso. It's called a throat.
This is a special week because we're actually recording live during the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We're at the game.
Yes, we are.
And we're recording.
Mm-hmm. Can't you hear all the baseball going on baseball. Around us?
Oh, home run, baseball. Home run.
Hot dogs, who wants a popcorn hot dog?
In case you don't understand that reference, we are in Minneapolis, which is where that game is.
Yeah, but I think it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
By the time you listen to this, it will have happened.
Yes. But there's no reason that people not listening to this part of the podcast couldn't imagine we were recording it yesterday.
All right, guys.
Oh, you ruined the illusion, Megan.
I'm sorry. I've never been any good at magic.
People believed us, Megan.
Illusions.
Well, on today's show, we'll not only be telling you about the ins and outs of America's favorite pastime, Magic the Gathering.
Ooh.
We will also be talking about M15. We've got some cards of the week for y'all. We've got some goals and some dares we're going to give each other for the future of M15. Mm. We've also got a new segment called Real Life Draft Picks. And I'm really excited for it. So y'all stick around like tape, like scotch tape on a wall that used to hold a poster from high school, but is long since gone.
We're going to talk about which players are using steroids and what kinds of bans they're going to get from the people who regulate steroid use.
Does Wizards have a steroid ban?
I don't know, but these people have definitely been doping.
Megan's just spreading so much gossip right now.
I really am, you guys. I really am.
In a previous episode, we tried to research if it was illegal or not to poop on your opponent.
I'm like 100%
of
the
which there was
yes.
No nothing in the rules. Nothing.
Poop. The word poop is not even in the rules.
So how could I know?
I did a control F on all of the magic rules and could not find the word poop.
See what I'm saying? So if the word steroids are also not in there, I'm going to take that to mean
go to town.
I can get my roid rage on. For the noobs, M15 goals and dares.
Ooh.
So Megan, question.
Truth or dare? Is that your question?
No.
Oh, okay.
My question is, why is it a good idea for me to set goals for myself? I just want to play a game, get off my fucking back.
Well, Maria, if you really just want to play a game and have me get off your fucking back, I will. I don't want to make you uncomfortable or unhappy.
No, I want to be a better player. I was lying.
There you go, Maria. That's why it's important to set goals. You had the answer inside of you all along.
Oh. Here's a reason why it's important to set goals.
Go.
You say you want to be a better player, right?
Yes.
How will you know when you are a better player?
When I've achieved those goals?
That's one way, yes.
That's right. But in order to have achieved those goals, you have to have first set them.
Mm.
Oh, it's a catch-22.
Yeah, it's kind of like throwing, you know, a paintball up ahead of you so you know when you run past it. Otherwise, if you're just running, who knows how far you run?
That's right. If you threw the paintball, at least you can be like, hey, I've now run as far as I can throw something.
When I go running, I run down a lot of really nondescript hallways. Very hard to mark the
creepy
the progress of distance or time.
Where are you running?
It's the gym. It's the gym I go to. I work out at the Endless Corridor.
Oh, the Endless Corridor. They just opened that place.
Yeah. Oh, man. I haven't tried it yet, but I've heard it's heard it's weird.
I have a guest pass.
Oh, I'd like to stop by sometime.
So, yeah, we set some goals for ourselves in the last release. Fuck if I can remember them, but I'm sure we did.
Oh, man.
Okay, I know for a fact that I think I said one of my goals was that I wanted to do better in draft for Theros Block Draft. Yeah. And that goal has been achieved. Mm-hmm. I now have more QPs on Magic Online for Journey or for Theros Block Draft than all of my other sets combined.
Yeah. I actually remember one of your other goals.
Really?
Yeah. You said that you I'm going to tell you a goal that you didn't accomplish.
Do you remember? What you're
gonna say. You wanted to do better at the Mean Marquee event than you did last time.
Yes, I did say that.
Yeah.
That's our local game store, Mead Hall, here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, has big, what they call marquee events. And I did really miserably this last time. But I think I had a shitty pool, but I also did bad.
Well, this is one way we can talk about what makes a good goal and what makes a bad goal. Good goals, or the best goals, are things that are attainable but not too easy. You want them to be measurable. You can tell very easily if you've achieved the goal or not. So, for example, if you say that you just want to be better at limited than you used to be, how do you tell whether or not that's true? So maybe you keep track of your win percentage and your goals. I want to win 60% of my matches. That's sure. A great goal. And then also you want them to be things that you can control. So
I never want to draw a 7 land hand.
That's a bad goal.
Right. I can't control
because
that.
You cannot control that.
And also like your result at any specific event is also similar, right?
Yes.
Because there's always going to be conditions over which you have no control. But in the aggregate, you know, if you say I want to I want to play at higher level events, or I want to win more at higher level events, that is something you can't control, because you can you can implement some kind of strategy that will over the long haul pay off. But you can never guarantee when you're going to hit that money.
So for instance, saying I want to make a day two at a GP, good goal, bad goal?
I think it depends on how many GPs are you willing to go to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you're only going to go to one, then you're setting yourself a
pretty high bar.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's also like, then you're leaving yourself pretty vulnerable to like some variance. Yeah. Like maybe you go and you have a particularly shitty day. Or like, yeah, who knows? Maybe you got sick or something, and then it's like, oh, well, there went your goal, and it wasn't really based on your performance or how hard you've been working towards attaining that goal. It was more just sort of like crapshoot.
Yeah.
But I think that is a great long-term goal, and then short-term, you could say things like, okay, you could try to figure out what is holding me back from making day two of a GP. Am I not going to enough GPs? Am I not preparing enough in the format beforehand? And then kind of break that out. So you want to say, okay, well, I'm going to spend, you know, this amount of time preparing for the event beforehand, or I'm going to make sure that I attend, you know, one GP per month for the next year, for example.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Do you guys remember any of your goals you set for yourselves for Theros Block?
Nope.
Megan?
No.
Okay. Well, I will be continuing to set goals for myself here at this yes. family.
And now,
and that brings up another good point. Good goals are written down.
That is a good point. That's a very good point. Also, now we're going to talk about our goals for M15. So we will have them on record, literally.
Yes.
Okay, this isn't a record, but it's like, you know what I'm saying.
This is, you know, if. Are you saying it's literally not a vinyl record?
It's not a vinyl. We're not recording this,
Megan,
on vinyl.
This is the episode I've recorded on vinyl.
What?
Yeah. Listeners, you can get this episode, specifically episode number 81 of Magic the Amateuring, on vinyl. Some people say it has a warmer tone. The crackle and the pop of the vinyl is soothing to them.
Yeah. And it really makes it sound warmth. Like it makes it sound like we're in your living room.
Right. We're right there.
And maybe, like, and maybe we are.
Maybe we are.
I want to be recorded on a medium that makes it sound like I'm in your bed.
A clock radio?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so I don't know. We've played some sealed M15, 2HG.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have, based on that, have you built any goals for yourself?
I would like to start playing. I want to play a couple of... sealed daily events?
Yeah.
On Magic Online?
I actually really like those.
Yeah. Well, and partly also because we're going, you know, we're going to go to GP Portland.
P.S. listeners, we're going to GP Portland.
There you go.
Come up and see us. Dates?
Day 7th. Numbers.
August.
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 Eighth, ninth, and tenth.
Yes. Okay.
There we go. We will be in Portland, and so I wanna prepare for that.
Right. One.
P.S.
Yep.
We're also doing an improv show in Portland.
Yeah, we are.
On Friday the 8th, we're doing a show at Comedy Sports. Oh. So if you want to see the three of us on stage, and why wouldn't you?
Oh, come on.
You can just go to comedysportsportland.com or something, probably.
Just Google that. Just Google that.
We would love to meet up with you guys, too, if you happen to go to GP Portland.
That is the Friday before.
Seek us out. Tap us on the shoulder. Say, hey, what's up? And we'll say, hey, what's up? And then other words, probably.
Yeah, and we'll definitely high-five you. That's a guarantee.
All right, so sure. Goals for M15.
Yes.
You want to prepare in some measure.
Yes, for this GP by playing more. I've been playing like the Phantom Steels in order to get ready for previous events, but I feel like I want to notch that up a little bit. Yeah, I want to take on some. I want to take on some sealed daily events with M15. That's what I want to do, you guys.
Okay.
That doesn't seem very measurable, Megan.
Okay.
How do we make that measurable?
Oh, man. You want me to give this numbers?
I want you to give this numbers.
Like, how many am I going to do, or how well am I going to do at them?
How many are you going to do?
I am going to do...
Are you ready to stomp, Ben?
I'm going to do 4 sealed daily events of...
Before GP Portland.
When does it go online?
Oh.
When's the Magic Online release?
It goes online right after the pre-release, or right after the release, which is next weekend.
So you don't have a lot of time.
And it'll only be the pre-release at first.
Okay.
So the sealed you do will be with pre-release packs. So there will not be a lot of time.
All right, you guys. I'm going to sit back and rethink this. Maria, tell us your goals.
Okay. My goal is to build a deck that is controlling enough that I'm able to cast in Garrick's Wake. Which is a 9 mana spell that kills everything of your opponent.
So your goal is to cast in Garrick's Wake?
And also win that game.
Wow.
Maria, I want to let you know something.
What?
You can build a good control deck that... isn't casting in Garrick's
Wake.
No.
I know.
Okay.
It's a stupid goal, but I think it would be really fun. For instance, I casted in Two-Headed Giant this past weekend, but the game was already going so long. We were both still at 30 life that it didn't matter. And I was like, this would have been so sweet.
I have a similar goal. My goal is to lose a match of Magic because I haven't been able to do that recently. Just been,
or just, you know, play one.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
I was being silly. I was actually being silly about my goal. I mean, that would be really cool. That's not an actual goal of mine.
I think it's a reasonable sub goal to cast in Garrick's Wake.
Sub goal. I like that. I like that.
Goals don't have to be serious.
You guys, I thought of my goal.
What?
I would like to draft each color combination at least once.
I think that was Ben's goal for one of these past sets. Yes, yeah? I definitely remember him saying that.
Okay.
I know for the guilds, I wanted to draft all the guilds.
Oh, nice.
And win or make it to the finals with each one.
I can remember
that.
That's
right, yep.
Because, sorry.
And you almost did it, I think.
I definitely did it for Gatecrash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Because I keep track of my Magic Online stats. And what I realized as I've been looking at it is that I have yet to draft a black-white deck in Journey into Nyx.
Oh.
And I still haven't drafted a black-white deck, you guys. It just is... I don't know if I am just biased in some way against it.
I definitely see biases coming out in my draft, and I think everybody recognizes them. And it's an important thing to recognize, too.
For sure.
Like, I am overvaluing this card because I've played with it a lot. And because it's an archetype that I enjoy playing.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely victim to that.
So I would like to stretch myself by drafting at least one deck in each color combination.
Okay. Cool. I would like to try to spend as little money as possible on Magic Online. Which recently I've been doing quite well at. I don't remember the last time I paid money into it. But
so you want to pay $0?
Yes.
That's your goal.
That's my goal. Write it down. That's a lofty goal. It's not going to happen. But I want to keep it as close to that as possible.
All right.
How about that?
All right.
That's not very measurable.
I'm sorry.
As close, actually, it is, because as close as possible is would be zero.
Yeah. Ben, goal.
My goal is to build, I want to build at least 2 team sealed pools before GP Portland.
Oh, snap. How are we going to make that happen?
Probably open some packs.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
All right, sweet. Sweet.
Yeah. Word.
Yeah, maybe I'll sit down with one of you and we'll build some pools and just play them out. Like, we can just play out each deck one at a time.
How many packs do you need for team sealed pools?
Dum. I think it's...
It's a...
Is it 12?
12 yeah, is it's the like number 12. I want to say?
God, we better figure this out.
You guys, we're a team now.
Aw, how sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, are we all going to be on the same team?
Awkward.
Uh-oh.
If you guys out there in Magic Land have any goals for M15 for yourselves, we'd love to hear about them. Please tweet at us at MTAcast. We love talking to the listeners and hearing your guys' take on the game, too. So send us your goals. We'll keep you accountable, you, if you need someone to keep you accountable. We'll be there with a knife to your throat saying, win!
Okay, Maria will be there with a knife to your throat. I'll be the voice of your conscience.
Okay.
In your own head. That little voice in there that's like, did you really accomplish that? Did you really try as hard as you could?
God.
So yes, it is 12 boosters. And I think what's important is that the important thing behind my goal is that you only get a very limited amount of time. And if you think about how long it takes you to build a sealed deck, can you imagine how long it would take you to build 3 of them?
A long time.
Oh boy.
And having 3 people only helps if
you all know how to work together.
Yeah. Which, let's be honest, guys,
we are pretty miserable at that.
No.
Listener, I know that you can't see it, obviously, because you're not here, but we are all just constantly stabbing each other's legs with forks while we're recording this.
Speak for yourself. I'm stabbing you with a spork.
Oh, that's why it felt just a little bit worse.
See, you're not even on the same page about this.
Oh, no!
No, it's going to be a really interesting experiment, actually.
It totally is.
We're all 3 different people, and we have different... Shut up. Why are you laughing?
We're all different? Oh, now that you mention it. Yeah, we are.
We have different play styles.
We have this to put up with.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know that, like, even very very experienced teams can kind of fall prey to, like, making one deck too strong, not spreading the resources. So I feel like getting some practice in with that would be probably a pretty sweet idea.
And also a pretty fun idea.
Yeah, man, pretty fun idea.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes?
I think it makes sense also to have kind of a color strategy in mind before you go in.
Yeah.
So maybe you think a certain color combination is good, or you think there's 2 colors that are really strong, and I have no idea what that would be. So let's figure it out.
It's the Insole Artifact deck.
Yep. Guaranteed, one of us will be playing the Insole Artifact deck.
All GP Ornithopters. Portland. 5 Insole Artifacts, and boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, guys, we are back, as always, with our weekly segment, Guess What Card I'm Thinking. This is a quiz show. The rules work like this. I'm thinking of one card from anywhere in Magic's history. Any card that is printed with a Magic the Gathering back is a valid card for me to be thinking of. Now, you guys will take turns asking yes or no questions, all right? I will answer any question you ask me, but only with yes or no, all right?
Okay.
And whoever guesses the card first wins. So, Megan, you are up first because you lost last time.
Oh, God, I know. Is it Cast into Darkness?
Oh, no, it's not.
Is it Golden Hind?
It is Golden Hind. Yes! Congratulations, Maria.
Damn you it! Yes! This happens every week.
You win again, Maria.
Awesome.
81 weeks running. Jeez.
Card of the week. Twitter style.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With the pre-release happening this past weekend, we asked some of our Twitter followers, well, we asked all of them, and some of them replied. We asked them, what was your best card from the pre-release? No rares. Come on, man.
That's what we said. Yeah. And you guys came through like you always do. So this week, we're not going to talk about our cards of the week, but rather your cards of the week. I've got them written down on this piece of paper. Number one, Lightning Strike Classic.
No duh.
Classic.
Am I right?
Yeah.
That seems like a good one.
Seems like a good one. Still is a good one.
Three damage. Aw, oh, yeah. Oh,
someone's buying someone a Coke here. You don't even need three damage anymore in this set.
I'm going to buy Ben the Coke because he'll never drink it.
Oh.
Okay.
Guys, my dentist said I can't.
Aww. Ben, sometimes you gotta live wild, you know?
Yeah. No, my dentist knows what's best for me.
Ben, I want you to just do something tonight that your dentist wouldn't recommend. Eat this chocolate bar.
All right, I'm only gonna brush the left half of my mouth.
Gross.
Weird. Weird. Anyways, Lightning Strike, total classic. Nice card.
It's been around for a while. Everybody knows it's good. All right.
Three damage, instant speed. Thank you.
Bronze Sable, because of those... horrible intimidate creatures.
That's right. And you know what?
We've got two intimidators,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. A 2/2 in red.
And do you know what? They both have two toughness.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
The 3/2 accursed soul.
Accursed spirit.
Accursed spirit in black.
Yeah.
He's got the little spindly arms.
You know I love spindly arms.
I know you do. That's why I mentioned it.
How does he do three damage with those arms?
Because he just floats by you. He kind of looks like a cloud of bad fart.
Oh, yeah, and that always does three damage to me.
I can't say I've ever seen a cloud of bad fart.
But if you did, it would look like this card.
Anyway, Bronze Sable, it's nice because it's cheaper than both of those dudes.
Yep.
And yet it can block and trade with them.
And
there you go.
Bronze Sable is a card you forget about a lot, especially if it's in your sideboard.
Really
you sometimes forget you have it.
Yeah.
Against cards like these Intimidate guys. Bring it on in from the board. Mm-hmm. Don't leave it to rot. Bring it on in. It'll be your superstar.
Yeah, ma'am.
All right, up next we have Triplicate Spirits.
Ooh, everybody loves some Triplicate Spirits.
Now, this is a card that on its face, newer players might think, this does not seem super great.
3 power and flyers for 6 mana? Oh,
but
boy.
Upside, it has Convoke.
Ooh, why does
so
that make
that.
It better?
You can cast it for much cheaper than 6 mana if you have some little dudes out on the board to help you cast it.
Does white help me make a lot of little dudes?
Sure does. White's all about being weenie.
This card's amazing.
Why, Ben?
Triplicate Spirits is amazing. Because it's 3. You get 3 flyers.
You get 3 of them.
But they're only 1/1s.
Getting 3 flyers lets you win games that very few other cards can let you win.
Why?
Well, if you have... Say you have 3 flyers.
Okay.
And I'm going to die on my next turn.
Okay.
How many cards can I draw that will get me out of that situation?
Cone of Flame.
Cone of Flame might do it. Probably not.
That.
But it might.
The black card that gives all non-black
creatures.
In
Garrick's Wake.
Yeah, in Garrick's Wake!
In Garrick's Wake! No, the 2 and a black, all non-black creatures get -1/-1.
That might do it if they all had 1 toughness.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
But if I make 3 flyers, I can live for another turn. And if we're racing, that might be all it takes.
Well, there you go, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Triplicate Spirits. Well-known good
and
card.
And it's even better than that because not only does it give you 3 blockers, a lot of times you can, if your opponent is going to attack in, you can chump one and then attack back with the other ones. It puts you in a very good position. Cards that give you, in the past, cards like Geist Honored Monk have given you a ground guy and 2 flyers, and those cards are always really good. Cloud Goat Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Cards like that give you multiple creatures in one, always very good.
Interesting. Oh. It's so weird because I wouldn't imagine that's the case. I mean, I know it is now that you cite those examples.
Yeah.
But
most cards in Magic will only give you a 1/1.
Although that brings us to another card that several people mentioned, which was Coral Barrier.
Yes.
Mm. 2 and a blue for a 1/3 defender, plus a 1/1 squid token with Island Walk.
Now what the heck? I'm not going to put a 1/1 with Island Walk into my deck normally, so why do I care that this Coral Barrier makes one?
Because now you have, you just got a 2/4 for 3 mana, but it's 2 creatures.
Why are you looking at Gift Barrier in the mouth?
Yeah, man.
Gift Barrier?
Yeah.
My dad made me wear a Gift Barrier to prom.
You're spending, if you double block with these creatures, it's very similar to having a 2/4 blocker, which for 3 mana is very good. And also, having the 2 creatures is good for Convoke. That's a theme in this set.
Sure.
If you bounce the barrier back to your hand, you can recast it and get yet another dude. There's various reasons. Maybe you want to be able to chump 2 things in a similar situation. It's all just like gravy, man.
Yeah, just imagine your opponent has been... What if your opponent's been attacking you? They've just been playing like 2/1s or 1/1s. They play like Raise the Alarm. And then... Okay, that's also a 2/1. Anyways, they've been playing like their own Bronze Sables, or they've been playing, you know, something like that. Then it's like all of a sudden you slap down a 1/3 and a 1/1 for 1 card. You're going to be able to trade with 2 of their things.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
That is a pretty sweet deal.
Don't I know it?
I would buy that deal if it was a car.
Also, somebody mentioned the card Rogue's Gloves.
Ooh.
Which I believe, is that the one that lets you draw a card when you do damage?
Yep.
So put that on
to
your
a
little...
player.
Okay. Put that on your squid.
Put
that on your squid and smoke it.
You guys, how many gloves would that squid need?
How many hands do squids have?
I mean, I think
zero?
It's more than the traditional 8.
So it's like a tentacle.
It's like they have tentacles, yeah. But if you put Rogue's Gloves on a squid, I'm just saying that the flavor of that is very amusing to me.
I'm trying to think if the tentacles would wrap around the gloves or if it just put them in as many as could fit into the gloves.
Oh, it's like each tentacle goes in a finger of the glove.
Sick.
Maybe. I think he holds a glove in his mouth in his squid beak.
Squid beak? I forgot that squids have beaks until just now. Oh,
yeah, careful.
That's so weird.
There you go.
And so, you have that date with the squid coming up, so that was going to be a rude surprise.
No. Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize.
What is that? Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, my God. You have a sharp beak down there.
Where your mouth is.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so Rogue's Gloves. Everybody loves drawing cards, although this obviously goes in a... has a better home in a... in a more aggressive deck or a deck with creatures with evasion. Because otherwise, if you're not dealing
what
any damage to anybody, what are you doing?
It's like if it's not cold outside, where are you putting those things on?
Yeah, that's right. And in this metaphor, cold outside is a beneficial situation in which you can attack.
Right.
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 Hey, Megan, that's going to be our code at GP Portland. Hey, Megan, is it cold outside?
Maria, you just told everybody what our code is.
Well, scratch that. We're going to make up some way sweeter code.
It's going to be totally different.
Totally different.
Did you guys ever play the card game Garbage when you were little?
No.
Where you had to get 4 of a kind and you had partners across the table and you tried to get 4 of a kind. And if there was nothing in the pile in the middle of the table that anybody wanted, you said garbage and you threw it away. And once you had to say the secret signal when your partner had 4 of a kind. Anyway.
Nope.
Me and my friends worked out a great signal, which was, what time is it? Flawless.
Classic. It's a classic signal.
Because if the other team catches you doing your signal, they can say, you know, whatever, and you're busted.
Yeah, they can say trash man.
I don't remember what it was. But
trash man.
Trash man!
All right.
Sanitation worker strike.
We also had someone mention Boonweaver Giant.
We talked about
which
Boon
I know we
Weaver
were a little
Giant
hard on. They thought that we were unjust to the Boonweaver.
Unjust?
Unjust. He said, you know what? You get to go find him in Aura.
I don't know. For 7 mana.
7 is a lot.
I'd rather just be casting in Garrick's Wake.
You can't.
You need 2 more mana.
2 more mana to go, Ben. 2 more. Although they did mention if you have Spectral Ward, I mean, I would consider playing it. I'd probably play a Heliod's Pilgrim still.
If you
still
have Spectral more. Ward, then your all-star is Spectral Ward.
Oh, yep. Yes. Nope, fair. Good
so
point.
So in my two-headed giant pool, I did in fact have this combo of Boon Weaver Giant and Spectral Ward, and I chose not to play it.
You elected not to.
There I elected not to.
Did you play any Heliod's Pilgrims?
What is that?
What's the other aura?
Searcher.
Searcher.
No, I did not have any of those.
You just played four Power Flyers?
Yep.
Four Power Flyers.
But that Spectre Ward, oh, so good.
Yep, pretty sweet. So good. Pretty sweet.
This one I want to talk about, Forge Devil.
Oh, yeah, I played a Forge Devil.
Sure, how'd it go for you?
I mean, my deck blew.
But, I love the Forge Devil.
But Forge Devil is a pretty sweet card.
Seems really good in this format, especially.
Yeah. We were talking about all of those, like, X ones that there are, like Welkin Turns.
Pew, pew.
Bronze Sables.
Pew, pew.
Those little 1/1 Island Walk Squids. Forge Devil just comes in, pings those suckers.
You can even trade, you were saying that Raise the Alarm is kind of a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
He can trade for
Raise the
Alarm.
The whole card.
Kill one, he trades for the block whole the card. Other one. Shit.
Aw, snap. I just made your 2-for-1 a normal 1 by itself.
A double, yeah. Eat it.
Boom.
I just ate a third of your triplicate spirits. How's that feel?
Uh-huh. Yum.
I heard that triplicate spirits give you a real bad tummy ache when you eat them.
Aw.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I wouldn't want a ghost running around in my stomach.
Rummaging Goblin, staying on the theme of red.
Oh, yeah. Rummaging Goblin.
He rummages for you.
Man, I have to say, I liked my Rummaging Goblin.
You rummaged?
I sure did rummage. I rummaged some lands away. I rummaged them away.
How much did you sell them for?
You know, it was just like, it was like a rummage sale, so not a lot. People came by and they tried to haggle, and I don't like to haggle, so I just gave them whatever price they wanted.
You are not going to survive in Turkey!
I wasn't planning on going.
All right.
Okay.
Necrogen Scudder. Necrogen Scudder, mentioned by a few of our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is a 3/3 flyer.
Oh, how much does he cost?
He's probably a good deal. He probably...
probably great.
He's probably a good deal. He's probably a good deal. Tell me about it.
Does he cost 3?
He costs 3. He costs 2 and a black.
And he does 3 damage to you upon ETB.
That's right. As soon as he enters, he's doing 3 damage to you. But all these people seem to have a pretty sweet experience with him. And, you know, beating down for 3 damage in the air is pretty sweet.
On turn 3.
On turn 3.
Turn 4, I mean.
He's he's a blocker. He can block things.
That's true.
And if you block something that has, say, 2 or 3 power and you kill it, then you've made up some of that life, my friend.
Yeah, you sure
good
have.
Good point. I think he's great. I mean, there is always the risk that someone's going to bounce him back into your hand, but nobody's holding the gun to your head making you replay him.
Nope.
Unless your
Maria's
store runs.
There holding a knife to your throat. I did have the pleasure of bouncing someone's Necrogen Scudder.
Mm.
Huh. That's a good feeling too, friends.
That is a sweet spoon to lick.
Mm. Yep. Just like when you get in there for the last little bit of peanut butter spoon.
Oh, yeah. Like that last bit of peanut butter at the end of the jar.
You never peanut butter spoon, Ben? Did your dentist tell you not to do that too?
No. My mom would always scrape out the peanut butter with a spatula.
Oh.
And it was just like any other peanut butter in the jar.
Wow. You guys really had a peanut butter equality family. I appreciate that.
I mean, we're pretty progressive.
Let's see. Someone else mentioned Netcaster Spider.
Oh, shit.
I was scared of this good guy, card. Let me tell you.
Good card.
This card is grosstastic. I love this card, you guys.
Grosstastic.
This card is grosstastic.
Grosstastic.
Can I tell you about the things I like about this card?
Please.
Tell us about them.
Thing number one.
Go.
2/3s for 3 in this format, I believe, are quite good. Mm-hmm. They block basically everything.
Yep.
You've got all those stupid paragons running around. 2/3s. They block everything except for 3/3s, basically.
Yeah. So that's a lot.
Basically, when you do the math and when you get down to it.
Yep.
And when you take into account all the fucking 1/1 tokens that are lying around in this format, they basically even block the 3/3s.
Eat them.
Yeah. Second, Reach. I played a green deck. I did not have any Netcaster Spiders. And holy shit, did I just lose whenever there were flyers around. So,
yeah, man.
Appreciated. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I remember when I beat you with my flyers.
Yeah, you remember that? Which brings me to my next point. all your flyers had like 3 or 4 toughness.
Yes.
And this thing gets +2/+0. This thing has 4 power when it blocks a flyer.
So, oh, snap!
This can block your Illusionary Angel, which you cannot say about a lot of other things in the format. Also, it's going to stonewall your opponent's Triplicate Spirits.
Yep.
In a way that basically, like,
stonewalled.
Nothing else in your green deck is really going to deal with these, so.
Stonewall Jacksoned.
Plummet looks a little weak when you got 3 targets.
Yeah, fair. Yikes. Well, if we didn't mention one of your top performing cards.
Don't be offended.
Don't get mad. Just get glad.
Just get even. That's my
I know.
That's all we ask. Get even with us.
Oh, goodness. Or just let us know. By get even, let us know. We're giving you the opportunity. Tweet at us. @MTAcast. Send us an email, magicktheamateuring@gmail.com.
If there's any white powder in your tweet, we will not open it. Real life draft picks.
Ooh, this sounds like a new segment.
It is a new segment.
What is this new segment all about?
So in a draft, Megan, one has many important decisions to make, difficult decisions to make.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes hard, sometimes even heartbreaking decisions to make.
Oh, yeah.
And we've taken the idea of drafting a deck of Magic cards and paired it with decisions and events and things from your real life. So your draft picks are going up against events from your actual life.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I am geared up for a battle of emotion.
All right. Good. You should be.
Yep.
So the first draft pick we're all going to have to decide upon is, would you take an Elspeth in your draft, Elspeth, or would you rather redo/undo your first kiss?
Oh, snap.
How much is this Elspeth worth to you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So this is a draft. Like, I'm in a draft right now.
Yeah, and this, to put the stakes pretty high, this is like for day 2 of a GP.
Holy cow. Holy cow. Really?
Yeah. Really? What do you mean, really? Yes, Megan, right. This is real.
This is really happening.
This is happening.
Super real.
This is the thing that is happening.
And you have like the right perfect here. Deck for her. She would be great in this deck.
All right. You know what? When I first heard this, my first gut reaction was redo my first kiss.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I think on second thought, it's Elspeth. You know what? No regrets. Live life with no regrets. Let's take that, Elspeth. We're moving forward with our lives, not backwards.
That's right.
Let's move on.
I have to agree with you. My first kiss was not particularly good.
Yeah, no.
But it is a funny story. And so, you know what? I'm going to hang on to it.
Yep. My first kiss was not a person that I ended up liking a lot. But it was on top of a roof. So...
Oh, that's pretty Evens cute. Out. That's
there
pretty
you
cute.
Go. There you go.
Benjamin.
My first kiss was also on top of a roof, you know what I'm saying?
What are you... No.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, her retainer fell out. Maria, real life draft pick.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Would you rather have a Voyaging Satyr, a $4 rare, or... to see your childhood dog, Norman, alive again.
Oh my god. So, how long is he alive?
He is alive for 4 years.
I get him for 4 years?
4 more years.
Then does he die horrifically again, or just kind of disappear?
What, you want a fucking guarantee?
We'll just say he disappears. You know it's coming and he just disappears.
Okay.
He slowly
fades away.
over the course of a day and a half, he becomes more and more transparent until
eventually
you sneeze and he ceases to be a cohesive dog.
That is the saddest thing I have ever heard. I'm taking the Voyaging Satyr End of story.
I'm taking the opportunity to see my childhood pets again.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't deal with that pain going through it again.
I really loved all of the pets that I've had in my life, and if I got any one of them, even for 4 years, I think I would just really appreciate
and
that 4 years.
For you, that's more important than playing a 4-drop under 3.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Cool.
All right. All right, everybody. Would you rather have a foil Mox that you cracked in a Vintage Masters draft, foil Mox of your choosing?
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Blue. Choose blue.
Okay. Mox Sapphire. Or meeting your spouse 2 years earlier.
I'm not married.
No, this is hypothetical.
Right. So,
okay.
So, in this scenario, I'm at least 2 years away from meeting my spouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow. The Mox. I'm gonna take the Mox.
You're young, Megan.
I'm gonna
this
be a realist
a
here.
For you.
There you go.
Some of us are old over here. With-
I'm just saying, 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Yeah, okay. Like,
true.
Is this, I'm meeting her 2 years earlier. So in this scenario, are we 2 years less desperate as well?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to think of the consequences. It might not be the right time.
You know, I'm gonna take the spouse because with it, like with a dual income, I can buy a foil Mox. You know.
That's fair.
Okay, sure, okay. Good enough.
Maria,
good enough.
Maria, which one of those are you taking?
Beep 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 beep. I'm taking the human being.
Aw, now you guys made me seem like super soulless.
No, I mean
that's pretty fine. I'm just saying.
Are you secretly married, Megan?
I'm saying that marriages are 50-50 and Mox Sapphires are
that's
forever.
100%.
Okay. You heard it here on Magic the Amateur. Marriages are 50-50. Mox Sapphires
yeah,
are
what
forever.
If I get married, but I don't even draw my wife in any of the games I play that match?
There you go. There you go.
Okay, here's one. Would you rather, you're in a draft, would you rather take Sphinx's Revelation, Splatter Thug, or to never have to do laundry again?
Sphinx's Revelation, you guys.
I knew she was going to, I knew
Revelation.
It.
Yeah, I knew it.
I knew it.
She doesn't have cats. Maria, what's your answer?
Laundry. Anybody who is sane picks laundry.
You guys, I kind of like doing laundry. I like the way it smells when it gets out of the dryer. I like folding clothes while watching TV.
All right. Like well, you what. Next time I open a Revelation, you can have it. And you're doing my laundry from now on.
Wait, I said my laundry. But wait, if you change it to doing dishes, not doing dishes, like...
No. Okay, dishes are not in this pack.
This is not in this pack.
God damn it. Why can't I ever just open
person,
it not doing dishes?
The person on your right is in not doing dishes, okay? You're not going to see one.
Damn it.
Okay, you guys. Do you want... To cast, no, it's not cast. Do you want to draft? I'm trying to think of a really good card. Okay, do you want to draft a deck with 4 Golden Hinds?
Oh, snap. Okay.
And it's a great green deck. Or would you like to give your absolute worst enemy from your life the most hideous fucking haircut that has ever been seen on another human being?
Wow.
I'm going to take the Golden Hinds.
Uh-huh.
All of my enemies are bald.
Is that
But do they look good
is
bald?
Is that because
but do
they're
they look
bald
good
that they're
bald?
Your enemies or
I mean there's a correlation.
Okay. Megan?
Wow, I feel like this is really testing my moral compass.
For sure it is.
Wow.
We're not fucking around with this draft.
No, I'm trying to think of who I would qualify as my worst enemy. And then be what kind of haircut I would give them.
Yeah. I mean, just horrible. Like, just the absolute worst. Like, they could be bald except for one, like, long string of hair coming down the back.
I think I still go with the 4 Golden Hinds.
Why?
Just because, one, I can't really picture who my worst enemy is. And then, two, I feel like hair grows out. Like, oh man. Okay, they would look terrible. Like, wear
it's gonna
a hat.
Look real bad grown out too.
Okay, but they can they can wear a hat.
Okay.
They can wear a hat and they're gonna get over it and they're gonna be fine someday. And I'm always gonna be the evil monster who chose to give them the worst haircut on the face of the planet.
Yeah, you gotta live with that.
I don't wanna have to live with that. I would rather just take the gold lines and be done with it.
I think we've learned a lot about ourselves in this new segment, Real Life Draft
Picks.
Wait,
which one do you pick?
The Golden Hinds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I've got another one.
Oh, go ahead.
Would you rather take a lightning strike, a gravedigger, or make out for 5 minutes with any pope living or dead?
Oh, the Pope!
Making out with the Pope.
Making out with the Pope.
Done.
Not even a question.
Not even a question.
John okay. Paul II. All right. Yeah. John Paul
Me
II.
Me too. I agree.
Yeah, pope,
I agree.
Pope John Paul. I kind of agree.
Easy Pope. Yeah, that's an easy Pope.
Easy Pope. I was going to create a card with Easy Pope.
You got a card for Easy Pope?
I have a card okay. for...
This seems like a white card.
It does. Oh, God. Are you kidding?
Easy Pope of is course. Definitely a white card.
Definitely.
I mean, has there ever been a pope who was not white? First of all,
no. There's yeah. never isn't been the, any
white
popes.
Yeah, he's white, but isn't the current one from like he was from South America? But I think he's still white.
He's still white. Let's get real.
Anyways, easy pope, one white, for a 2/2, tap, target creature becomes, like.
A pope? What's,
yeah, but no. Target creature. It's obvious. This is obviously a legendary creature, although it doesn't have the power level, but it's a pope. It's a legendary creature. Tap target color creature becomes the color of your choice until end of turn. It's like it's converting them.
Oh, I get okay. it. I think a Vatican themed set would be really fun.
Yeah.
A Vatican themed magic set?
Yes, because you could have some cards that are looking to be inducted as saints. Canonized, that's the word, canonized as saints.
Okay.
And so, like, that's some kind of transformational ability the cards can go through to mm-hmm. become saints, mm-hmm. and then they gain flying.
Maybe we bring back miracles for the set.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we do.
Man, I really... That would be weird to play with miracles. I think I would just get mad.
Yeah, they're a little annoying. They're very annoying.
Okay.
But you guys, if you ever want to watch something super entertaining, go watch the finals of Pro Tour Avacyn. Because... Watching that blue-white miracles deck is hysterical.
Why?
Because it's a blue-white miracles deck. So, literally, they're just staying alive until they can flip over miracles.
They just draw... The goal of the deck is to draw one card every turn.
So including on your opponent's turn.
So they cast cantrips on the opponent's turn.
Sure.
And then, you know what a miracle does.
Yeah.
So they're just...
Explain it for our listeners.
Okay, so the miracle cards were, like an example would be Terminus, which was... Ben, do you remember the original, like the normal casting cost of Terminus?
I think it's 4 white-white.
Yeah, that sounds right. 4 white-white, and Terminus puts all creatures on the bottom of their opponent's deck, or on the bottom of everyone's deck. So creatures go on the bottom of decks. But if Terminus was the first card that you drew that turn, and that means that turn being your own turn or your opponent's turn, then you can cast Terminus for a single white mana, and that's its miracle cost.
You can reveal it as you draw it.
Yes.
Right.
And then you can pay that reduced cost.
That's insane.
Yep, and so this deck was just built with all of these miracle cards. It had Terminus, it had, there's one that gives you an extra turn, Temporal Mastery,
mm-hmm.
gives you an extra turn, and then the winning card, Entreat the Angels, which is, I want to say that it is X white-white for its miracle cost.
Mm-hmm.
Put X 4/4 angels creature tokens onto the battlefield.
This seems like a draft environment that would piss me right the fuck off.
Actually, that was miracles were not what made Avacyn a bad draft format. It was Soulbond. Soulbond was just so much better than anything else that you just wanted to get the best Soulbond cards.
There were a couple things that made it really bad, but having miracles didn't help.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fair.
Why was Soulbond so much better?
Because it gave your creatures bonuses. So Soulbond as this creature with soulbond entered the battlefield, you could pair it with another creature, and they both got some sort of benefit.
Yeah, so there was like a 2/2 that gave both, or there's a 1/1 that gave both creatures +1/+1.
Yep.
So it would like turn into a 2/2 and it would pump something else up too. And then there was a like a 2/2 that would give another thing like +2/+2. So just like, just, it got out of control. Yeah.
And if, say, if you paired it with something and the thing that you paired it with died, then as another creature enters the battlefield, you can repair. Like, you can pair it with something new.
So it was kind of like, it was actually kind of similar to Bestow.
Yeah.
But instead of putting two creatures on top of each other, you would like,
they were like
put them
buddies
next to each other, and then they both have both the abilities. So like, if there was a Vigilance one, they'd both have Vigilance. If there was a Death Touch one, they'd both have Death Touch.
Yeah. So generally, the Soulbond cards were just so good. They were just very, very, very good. Better than most of the other cards
too
in the
good,
format.
Too good, real good. There were just certain starts. It was kind of like, the starts were more powerful than like an Ordeal start.
Oh, shit.
Because you would, like, if you had the right 2-drop and the right 3-drop, like, you'd be attacking for 8 power or something on that turn, or on the following turn.
Anyways, that really got into a weird tangent. But
a valuable tangent.
Yeah, a valuable tangent. Point being that if you ever want to see that deck in action on YouTube, you can Google Pro Tour Avacyn Finals and check it out, because it's a really entertaining deck to watch happen. It basically does nothing, does nothing, does nothing, and then flips over some bonkers cards.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it, everybody.
Yeah, they're closing down the
All-Star game that we've
been
watching. The All-Star
game that we're here at Target Field. That's where we are.
Buy one last hot dog. Just one more.
They're sweeping out the stands. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we are, though, among the seats and the stars.
Yeah, both baseball and real stars
celestial
in the sky.
It was a good game played by both sides.
Yeah.
Are they on two different teams in the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Based on the...
I was watching, but I am colorblind, so I couldn't tell.
It's based on the conference.
Oh.
They all go to a big conference
okay
beforehand.
Yeah, and they vote on who should be on
and
which
they
team.
Be on which team.
Yeah, makes it's sense. Awkward to be the last All-Star pick.
Oh, God. But I mean, you're at least there, right? At least you're there.
At least you're there.
At least you're there.
At least you're the worst of the best.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, if you think we're the worst of the best, follow us on Twitter at MTAcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, MTGcast.com. Find us on themeatery.org or our very own website, MagicTheAmateurRink.com. I hope you'll check out our newest episode of My Roommate is a Planeswalker, dropping today, episode 4. Hope you check it out and leave some comments on our YouTube channel. That'd be real super sweet.
Yeah, man. You can find us online on Magic Online. I am Ice Cream Socialist.
I'm Horny _ Unicorny.
And Ben is never online.
Whoa.
He just looks so surprised right there.
Whoa.
If you want to see us stream, we stream under the name twitch.tv/magictheamateuring. Come and check us out. If you follow us on there, it'll send you a little email update when we're streaming.
Oh.
So you can come and hang out in real time, delayed by about 45 seconds.
Yeah, to a minute, depending. Depending on the quality of the internet. Well, thanks, you guys. It's been a nice time chatting with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're hugging you. Are you hugging us back?
I feel it in my hug holes.
Those are your armpits. Okay. Those are your armpits.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.